Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. One of the most significant participants in the Lubbock art and cultural community is the J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts at Texas Tech University. Educating students, training entertainers, creating an arts industry that contributes economically to our area, all of these are under the direction of Dean Noel Zoller. On today's edition of The Front Row, we're in the office of Noel Zoller, who is Dean of the J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts here at Texas Tech University. Dean Zoller, thank you for allowing us to come in to your office and visit with you today. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure to have you here.
Great. The last time you and I visited, a little over a year ago, you had just gotten settled in and I guess had a chance to sort of take stock of the College of Visual and Performing Arts and Texas Tech and Lubbock and all of those things. What has happened in the time since you moved to Lubbock?
Well, it's gone by in a flash. It's been very busy, and as you might imagine, the college is growing, both literally and in terms of its enrollment and the number of students who are interested in us, but also in the number of things that we do in the community and throughout all the disciplines that we serve.
Right. The College of Visual and Performing Arts is actually made up of several component parts. What are those?
There are basically three schools in the college: the School of Art, the School of Music, and the School of Theater and Dance. And together they combine to a total enrollment of majors of about 1,200 students. However, we serve 21% of the total campus, which is now 37,000 students. So we serve almost 8,000 students each year. So we're educating students who have an intent to go on either in education or in as performers or as artists and graphic artists. But we also give the background in all those areas, in theater and art and music and dance, to students for their general education. So we contribute both in terms of those who will go out on and be practitioners, as well as those who will hopefully be our audience members.
Right.
And your audience members.
Right, exactly. That's right. In each of these, you have an undergraduate community, a graduate community, maybe a postgraduate. How does that fall out? Do you see the graduate programs as something that you want to expand, or do you want to concentrate undergraduate? What is your philosophy here at Texas Tech?
Well, I think that the college is equally invested in undergraduate and graduate education. I think we are unique among many colleges of the arts in this country, in that we give degrees from the sort of vanilla Bachelor of Arts through the BFA or the Bachelor of Music, all the way through to the PhD, with everything in between. So, you know, we try to balance that. The university has basically asked that each program have a graduate program that is at least 20% of your undergraduate enrollment. I'm very happy to say that our graduate enrollment is 39% of our undergraduate enrollment. So it's a very healthy group. And that allows us to be more selective in terms of who we admit to the program and how we support them. And I think that with regard to both undergraduate and graduate education today, support is really a big deal. We know how expensive and what that debt can do to students. And so we are constantly trying to raise funds to support our graduate and undergraduate students in a way that will enhance their education and not hinder the rest of their life.
And education is expensive. We hear all the time about the yoke of student debt, particularly folks who have been in school for quite a long time. I'm pleased to hear you say that y'all are trying to help.
Well, I think after faculty salaries, basically our largest area of expense is financial aid. And that becomes a larger part all the time. I think it's important for everyone to know that TTU and the entire system of TTU is very concerned about their students. And I think our students recognize that in terms of the feedback that we get while they're through the program and when they leave our programs.
Well, as we've launched into a spring semester, what are some of the exciting things you would like people to know about in the College of Visual and Performing Arts?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think it's really important to know that we do work throughout the community in ways that are maybe unexpected. I've talked on previous occasions about the fact that the arts are really an economic engine, and they fuel this community as much as they fuel any other. We had the occasion to commission an economic impact study for the College of Visual and Performing Arts, and this is just the College of Visual and Performing Arts this year. It's one of the things that I wanted to really find out is, you know, what do we do for Lubbock and what do we do for the region? And that came back in telling us very specifically that the College of Visual and Performing Arts, the Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts, contributes $29 million to the Lubbock economy every year. And if you go out in a 200-mile radius, we contribute another $22 million. So the impact of just our college in terms of arts is huge in this area. About a year ago, we began an organization to unite all of the cultural institutions of Lubbock. We call it Arts Lubbock. And Arts Lubbock, you know, brings together LIPA, it brings together the Arts Alliance, brings together the college and the university, and all the other areas. So Ballet Lubbock and the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, the museum, Buddy Holly. I mean, we've asked really for everybody to collaborate with us. And we've done this for several reasons. One is that we realize that we're all competing for the same small audience, and that there may be opportunities for us to collaborate together, to cut back on some of our expenses, and to make what we do known more broadly. But it's also important, I think, for all of those organizations to band together and show the community what we contribute as a group. And so the Economic Development Commission of the City of Lubbock has generously given us a grant of $10,000 to do another economic impact study for all of us. And Americans for the Arts is carrying that out for us. And we should have that data back sometime in the late spring, at which time we'll be able to really tell people what the economic impact of the arts in Lubbock is. And I expect that it's huge. And certainly public radio is part of this.
We just completed our portion of that, so I'm right with you. That's great. Well, you know, I really completely agree with what you were saying. I had a board member of a foundation recently tell me that he was very, very pleased that we had written a grant to his foundation that was collaborative with a couple of other organizations. And he really liked that because he said, that's like getting twice as much bang for your buck.
Absolutely.
And so, yes, here's the same amount of dollars, but doing twice as much because of collaboration.
Right.
So that, absolutely.
And above and beyond that, we do all sorts of other things. There's a program in the School of Theater and Dance that we're hoping to clone and bring into music and art, which is called Music and Dance in the Community, in which we secure partners in the community Our graduate students go out and learn everything that they possibly can about those organizations, what their mission is, what their vision is, what their goals are, what they hope to accomplish in the coming year, et cetera. They bring that information back to the school and educate undergraduates about what those things are. And this is a course which is required of every student who attends Texas Tech School of Theater and Dance. And so whether it's a bachelor's student or a PhD student, they all have to take this course. And then they go out in teams to each of these organizations and they help them fulfill their purposes in the community. And at the same time, all these students are learning about what happens in the community and what the arts can do to make lives better. And we make lives better in so many different ways. Certainly, there's an entertainment portion of what we do, but we do much more. So as we're furthering the needs of these organizations, we're learning how better to program for them. We're learning how education at the elementary and middle school level especially changes the lives of underserved children. So there's the East Lubbock Promise Neighborhood. We take care of all of their arts-related after-school events, classes. And we've now done that for 6 years in collaboration with the College of Education here at TTU. And what we've learned is by studying both student groups that have not taken our courses and student groups that have taken our courses, that the students who do take our courses have a better rate of attendance at school. They're promoted more often. They go on to graduation and to high school and eventually to college. And this is consistent with national studies, but we're the only area which really levels the playing field for underserved populations and gives them the opportunity to understand why education is so important and that it's education which can lift them up and take them to places other than where they are now. So we're very happy about that. We also have, you know, a research area. We have an arts initiative in medicine, which is in conjunction with the Health Sciences Center and Covenant Hospital. We also partner with Houston Methodist Hospital. Right now we have 16 teams, interdisciplinary teams, who are looking at aphasia and Alzheimer's, stroke, autism, Parkinson's, movement disorders, and we're even in the burn unit at the UMC. And in all these cases, we're learning not only what the arts can do, but what the arts do in the minds and in the physiology of people. And so we've learned things like when someone has a stroke, they lose their capability to speak. Strangely enough, they don't lose their capability to sing. And we can work with them to teach them that they can sing and they can sing important things like, I need water, or I'm in pain. And what we found is that as they learn to do those things, we can extract the rhythm of those words. And if they begin to beat the words, they begin to speak again. And we look at this through fMRI studies so that we know what areas of the brain are being affected when we test these areas of ability. And we learn how we can tap into those areas and change the lives of people who are afflicted with these particular disorders. We learn that in movement, that when somebody loses the ability to walk, for instance, that if they begin to walk to music, or at least to a rhythm, the gait pulls together, progress is made much more quickly, and eventually they begin to walk again and do it much faster than those who do not get that kind of therapy. You know, we're just beginning a project with the burn unit at UMC, those patients are in terrible pain, and their rooms are configured in ways in which they, so that there is no breeze. But they lay in these rooms, sometimes for months at a time, with the same office lighting or that, you know, we find in all hospitals, with the white noise of the hospital as well, and time sort of disappears for them. And so with the help of our designers, lighting designers and sound designers in theater, we're bringing back through lighting the flow of a day, and through sound, the sounds of a day, which I think is very exciting and we're really looking forward to. So there's all sorts of, you know, pure research which are, is going on that we're looking at with all of our partners. The School of Music is bringing music into the UMC beginning this semester with regular concerts in hallways and in areas that patients can sit and listen to these things. We think that that's going to be enormous. And probably one of the most exciting things that we've done this year was to break ground on a new theater and dance complex.
You have to have a facility to do all of these things that you have in mind.
Well, that's very true. So the Magin Theater was built in 1964, and there has really been very little done to it since that time. And now we're adding 74,500 square feet to that, and classrooms and rehearsal rooms and dressing rooms and scene design spaces and shops to build the scenery for our plays and our shows. And you know, that is something which is enormously exciting.
Right. And needed. This is not an extravagance. These things are anyone who's been in the theater knows that these are necessary things to have.
This is true, and they enhance our outreach into the community as well. Because, of course, we put on 800 public events a year. That's an enormous number. Most of them are free and the public is invited to, but we also have to have the facilities to bring that public to campus. And this is the first step in an arts initiative sponsored by President Skouvenek and by Chancellor Duncan. And so we're watching that building go up and extremely pleased. We're also planning other facilities. The School of Music was built in 1951. At that time, there were 5 full-time members of the School of Music, full-time faculty members. And today, there are 600 majors in the School of Music, and there are 56 faculty. That building was built so that it would accommodate no more than 300 people. Today, we're double that. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Hemley Hall came along in 1974, but still, all of those facilities are antiquated.
Right.
There are 33 practice rooms for 600 majors. If you do the math, that's about, if we use them 24 hours a day, every day, we can't accommodate everybody.
Right.
Hence, you know, when people walk in there are students practicing in the halls, in the stairwells, you know, everywhere. You've been there, you understand.
Oh, when I was in school in the 1980s, we thought it was horrendous then at that point. And we were grateful for what we had, but it was nowhere near enough. I can only imagine what it is now.
So, you know, we're looking at an initiative there to build a new School of Music. And the university has been extremely sympathetic to our cry. It's part of the master plan. It's been sited behind the library in that parking lot and will face the new theater and dance complex.
Oh, nice.
So we're looking forward to that.
Great.
As well.
What about you? You're a composer, a guitarist, if I remember correctly.
That's correct.
Do you get to nourish those things that you have talent for?
Well, you know, I wish I could say that things were going really well in that area, but the truth of the matter is my attention has really been placed mostly on the college and the 3 schools and specifically on our students. I'm always working on something. I'm working on a piano concerto right now.
Nice.
And I've had a number of commissions which have been put off, but I'm trying to work on those as well. My symphony is slated to be recorded in Europe in the coming months, and I'm looking forward to that. But I think the work that we're doing is really important. It will shape a whole new generation of artists, and you know, I'm pleased to be doing it. And I'm pleased to be doing it here in Lubbock. This is a wonderful community that has embraced my wife and I sincerely, and we are very happy.
I'm glad. All right. Dean Noel Zoller, Dean of the J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts, thank you very, very much for your time today.
It's my pleasure, Clint.
Today's edition of our program will be up on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for listening.